Hey everyone, it's me, Bernadette Henry, and this is the real, the raw, the honest, unscripted. It's been a while since I've been here, and it seems like every time I come on here recently, it's been a while since I've been here. But I'm hoping to be here for the long run again. I'm changing a lot of what I do, or I'm moving in a different direction, but with the same concept. So right now I am focusing my efforts on busy working moms trying to get fit physically, mentally, emotionally. And at first, I was hesitant about using this audience, but I myself relate to that audience so much that I might as well. And the reason why I chose this audience is because, you know, in the world that we live in of social media, people compare themselves to others often. And sometimes the results can be devastating. And I just wanted to give that real, that raw, and that honest look or solution to everyday issues that your day-to-day kind of normal, I would say, kind of high, low middle class moms deal with on a daily basis. Working full time, raising children, having a spouse, having to do it all, not having certain resources that maybe high middle class or the rich may have. Now, you know, a lot of people just compare themselves, and it's just not right. So, like on Instagram, there's a lot of moms that may be maybe they're fitness instructors or they're models, fitness models, or they have like huge, big endorsements, and they just have a lot of stuff going on. And they may not be like your normal everyday mom that has to actually get up and go spend 40 hours working for someone else, having to commute to the work, having to get kids ready to go to school, having to come home and cook, having to do laundry. I mean, just having to do the everyday things. And a lot of times, you know, when you're dealing with people who may get paid for certain things, they have people that come to their house and cook their meals. They have people or personal trainers that have come to their homes and train them. Or they have nannies around the clock where they can take that time to leave the home and maybe get that workout, but they don't have to do so much that causes wear and tear. So a little bit about me. I am a mom of three small children. They're ages 2, 8, and 10. One is on the autism spectrum. And I work 2 full-time jobs. So one job, I work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. The other job, I work on Saturday to Tuesday, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. So they overlap. So what happens is Friday night after I get home from my day job, most times I don't even sleep because I come home, mommy, and I'm just not ready to go to sleep. So most times I wake up on Friday morning, I'm up. Then I go to my Saturday morning, 12 a.m. shift to 8. When I get off of work, I come home most times. Sometimes I'm able to go to sleep. Other times I'm not. Now, if I do go to sleep, it's like a choppy 3 hours, maybe, if that. And then I wake up and I have to spend time with the kids. And then I go back to work from 12 to 8 again Sunday. Sundays, some Sundays, I may try to sleep during the day when I get home, but then I'll wake up at 3 o'clock and I'm up until 12 a.m. when I have to go back to work. I have to stay up all night, then go straight to my 9 to 5 Monday morning, come home, maybe get an hour or two of sleep if I'm lucky, and then go back to work from 12 to 8. I mean, yeah, from 12 to 8, my Tuesday morning, then go straight to my 9 to 5. So by then, I am super de-duper pooped. So I've noticed that recently, I'm just tired. I'm just very, very tired of this schedule, but I had to take on the second job just because, you know, I live in New York City and there's just a lot of bills that need to be paid. And, you know, I had to do it, but I am noticing the effects on my body. I'm not sleeping right. I'm not eating right. And it's not that I'm eating a lot of stuff, really, honestly. Like some days, like especially Tuesdays, I only maybe eat one meal. But and then some other days I may eat and go straight to bed, which is not good. On the weekends when I'm working from Saturday to Tuesday, a lot of times between the time I wake up on Friday morning and the time I go to bed on Tuesday, sometimes I've only gotten only 8 hours of sleep in 4 days. So, you know, normally I believe that's about 32 hours if we times 8 times, 4. So that is bananas. And then I'm not exercising. And for me, I love to exercise. I know that, you know, weight loss is a combination or body maintenance or whatever the person's goal is. It all falls in line with diet and exercise. And, you know, dieting is cool, or eating right is cool, or whatever you want to categorize it. But me, I thrive off of exercise. And with working 72 hours a week plus having the kids, I'm exhausted. So usually on Monday and Tuesday, since I'm already up, like since Friday morning, I don't do it to myself because that's a stress on my body. I'm like damn near 40 years old. 1 year, I'll be 40. So that's stupid of me to try to exercise on, you know, an exhausted body. And then how am I recovering? So Monday and Tuesday, I opt not to exercise. And then it's like Wednesday is my late day to work. And usually Wednesday morning before I go to work, I'm cooking dinner for the kids so that, you know, I get home at 8 o'clock. They're already asleep. They need to eat, you know? So life. And then they say, you know, work out at home. When am I working out? I'm like damn near ever home, you know? So I prefer to be in the gym. The gym is my escape. It's my sanctuary. It's my home away from home. Let me tell you something. When I'm in the gym, I feel like I'm in another world, you know, like I'm just somewhere else. I put on my headphones, I turn on some good music, and you know, that's it for me. So I really miss it. And, you know, I found myself over the last couple of weeks getting sad, and sad because the weight gain, like I haven't been this big since probably 1999. I mean, I'm big, and it frustrates me every time I look for something to wear. Anytime I do find something to wear, and I'm just like, ugh. When I go to the gym, I'm disgusted. Like I look a horrible hot mess, and I'm just tired. Like I'm really tired. Oh, and I'm dealing with injury, and my injury basically is for the most part my fault, but I, you know, have a problem when it comes to stretching and, you know, warming up and stuff. Like I realize I'm not 20 years old anymore where I can just kind of come, hurry up, do boom, 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 workout and move on with my life. Like I have to treat my body a little more gentler. So, or gently. So, you know, so today I decided, or this week, I decided, you know what? Actually, backtrack. I started to get, like, I was getting a little sad. And I know my husband, he's tired of me walking around saying, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. Because that's all I do every day. I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. And he's like, oh, you're not fat. Yes, I am fat. So I had to finally talk to someone. Because a lot of times, like, I didn't want to really get on social media and really talk about it. Because, you know, a lot of people don't understand, or people think they understand, but they don't understand. So I finally decided to speak to someone who I would think understands. I'm like, you know what? Look, I'm starting to fall into a depression because blah, 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 blah. Basically all the stuff that I just said previously. You know, I'm working 72 hours a day. I mean, a week. I have no time for myself. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating. I'm not exercising. I'm gaining weight as a result. And, you know, the person said, no, you're simply just overwhelmed. Simply overwhelmed. And it's funny because I joined a gym near my job. It's like a 30-minute kickboxing gym called 9 Round. And it's a phenomenal workout that you get in 30 minutes. But the crazy thing about it is that, you know, I can get there and change my clothes in 15 minutes time, get the 30-minute workout, then change my clothes. But where's the time for the work, the warm up and the stretch? You know, and I just can't just treat my body like anything anymore. So anyway, I decided this week that I'm going to get my life together. Like this week, I did good so far with my meal prep. Not perfect, but it's better than nothing, and not eating out and just taking my own with me. And, you know, I mean, like even today I pooped 3 times. I'm like, yes, I'm on the right track. And today was the first day of the week that I exercised, because I did get a little bit of sleep last night before I went to work. So I said, you know what, today I won't be too over exhausted. So, I did that. And, I went to the gym today. Tomorrow, I'm not sure, because I'm taking my son to the doctor since it's my late day at work. But if I have time after I take him to the doctor, I may go outside and do some jumping rope, maybe. And Thursday, Friday, I promise myself I'm going to work out after work, even if it's just for 30 minutes. You know, it's better than nothing. So I took some video footage, and I'm not happy with it, because I mean, I look so huge. And I mean, people already talk about me because I have a large following online, and people like to watch, and they like to say little slick and sly things, but it's just like, whatever. So anyway, I posted the video of me today, like, and when I was hitting the speed bag, like that angle that I'm at, like I really look like a huge fat turkey. But you know, gotta start from somewhere. And you know, later on, people, hopefully, you know, once I start coming down a tad bit, you know, I can always look back and it'll make for before and after, you know, great before and after footage. So it's like, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. And a part of me was like, I don't want to post it. You know, people are going to start talking again, but you know what? Forget it. Whatever. It's posted. People are going to say what they're going to say, and you know, I'll move on. But hopefully, the narrative will change within a couple of months. Anything that I'm doing now is not going to be miraculous in the overnight. So I just have to go through the process and trust the process. But I'm now making up my mind to go through the process. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. So I say all this to say that I live a normal life. I have 3 children. I have a husband. I work 72 hours per week. And I'm trying to build my business. And I just have like 1,000 things on my plate. And I just have to push through it. I'm not fortunate in that way where I can, you know, just snap back real quick, fast in a hurry, because I'm human. I'm normal. I have to do normal everyday things myself. And a huge shout out to my husband. He's very helpful with when it comes to the kids and keeping the house in order and beautiful things like that, you know. But Of course, that moral support would definitely be great, but you know, whatever. I have to be grateful for what I could, be grateful for. So I just wanted to share this little vulnerable post. If you're looking for something a little polished, be sure to check out my blog at www.makeitfunnyc.com. Press the blog button and you will see some awesome polished blogs. Hopefully I plan to do some polished podcasts. And I guess that's the reason why I kind of stayed off of here as well, because it seemed like there's such a standard for everything. Like, you got to do this this way, you got to do that this way. And it's just annoying, you know? So I just have to be myself and do whatever I have to do. Most likely when I do come back doing regular podcasts, you know, it'll be polished. Some of them will be polished, some of them won't. You know, I'm just real and raw. And that's just the reason why I'm going after the audience I'm going to now. And I realize that there's only going to be a special group of you that's actually going to listen to the podcast. And I feel that this is where I will be the most vulnerable, because I'm going to have a total different audience from the people that regularly follow me on Facebook and Instagram and things of that nature. Now, if they want to follow me here, I definitely don't mind. But for the most part, I'm most likely going to be speaking to people that don't follow me other places. So I thank you so much for listening. Be sure to call in with any comments, or you can tweet me at MakeItFunNYC, or Instagram me at BERN April 20. Catch me on Facebook. It's just so many different ways to find me, but definitely if you're a busy working mom, definitely check out the blog at MakeItFunNYC.com. Click the link in the bio. And thank you so much. All feedback is welcome.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.